nuko uwo mugore asiga ikibindi cye aragenda ajya mu mudugudu abwira abantu ati nimuze murebe umuntu umbwiye ibyo nakoze byose murebe ahari ko ari Kristo bava mu mudugudu ngo baze aho ari batarahagera abigishwa be baramwinginga bati mwigisha akira ufungure arababwira ati mfite ibyo kurya mutazi abigishwa be barabazanye bati mbese haramuzaniye ibyo kurya Yesu arababwira ati ibyo kurya byanjye ni ugukora ibyo uwantumye ashaka no kurangiza umurimo we mbese ntimuvuga ngo asigaye ameza ane isarura rigasohora dore ndababwira nimwubure amaso murebe imirima yuko imaze kwera ngo isarurwe umusaruzi ahabwe ibihembo ateranyirize imyaka ubugingo buhoraho ngo umubibyi n'umusaruzi banezererwe hamwe Alleluia. Amen.
John 4:28 Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, Could someone have brought him food? My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, It is still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Spirit comes on you, and you be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. As we shared, God has a wonderful plan for us this week. The plan that God has for us is a plan to heal all our disease and heal all our wounds.
Amagambo baduhaye muri Yesaya ni amasezerano avuga ko Imana ibyo azabidukorera.
So the word we saw in Isaiah and Jeremiah, it is a word that says that God will do those things.
Ariko Abaheburayo mu gice cya mbere.
But in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1,
haravuga ngo mu gihe cya kera ngo Imana yagiye ituganiza ikoresha abahanuzi bayo.
The Bible says in ancient times God has been speaking to us through his prophets.
Ariko muri kino gihe turimo.
But in this time,
Imana ituganiza ibiciye mu mwana wayo ariwe Yesu.
Now God speaks to us through Jesus, his son.
Muri kino cyumweru.
So in this week,
numvise ngewe iyi misi Imana ishaka gukora twayikora dukoresheje ubuzima bwa Yesu.
I felt like the mission or the thing that God wants to do, we can do them through the life of Christ. Do you know anybody named Epiphany?
Sometimes
we have foreign names and we don't know really what they mean. Somebody may be named Epiphany without knowing what that means. That word means it is an encounter of God and a revelation that you have encountered God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in
this place you are with God.
And my
job, my assignment at this moment
is
for me to connect you to God.
I
want you today to encounter God in a very tangible way.
And so that you will
truly know epiphany, what is that word means to
you. That's
not all
that I will do. I
also try to explain how this works so you can do that for yourself.
Because
it's not in God's plan or God's way for his children to have wounds or to have disease.
When a
woman is with child,
and they're
healthy and they're following all the doctor's advice,
and if
the baby in the womb is also healthy,
there's
no reason for that child to have a problem.
There's
no reason for that child to have any disease or any infirmity.
Because
God is protecting the child within the womb of the mother.
So
do you think that child can be hurt?
No,
so,
if
God is able to protect a baby in the womb,
we are
also the children that he had begotten,
and we've been
bought at a very high price.
Well,
would that be impossible for God to protect you from the disease and the wounds
all
the days of your life
and all
your eternity?
So
God is able
and
God is willing.
So but here
is the issue.
It's
because the things that God is thinking
are
different than the ones that you thinking.
But
really God, he desires for his thoughts to be your
thoughts.
But God's frustration
is that
God's thoughts are different than our thoughts.
Kandi bikayigora kugira ngo ikuzane mu rwego ibyo yibwira nawe ibyo wibwira.
And it becomes challenging for God to bring you at a level where you have his own thoughts.
Icyo kibazo Imana kugira ngo ugikemure.
So for God to solve that mystery,
mu gihe cya Yesaya,
at the time of Isaiah,
ntabwo byashoboka ko ibyo Imana yibwira byahura n'ibyo umuntu yibwira.
It was impossible for what God's thoughts to be our thoughts.
Ariko kubera ko Imana yashaka kugira ngo ibyo yibwira nibyo wibwira bihure.
But because God desired that his thoughts to be our thoughts,
yabaye umuntu hinduka Yesu.
He became a human and he became Jesus.
Muri Yesu rero,
and so in Jesus,
ibyumviro by'Imana,
the thoughts of God,
n'ibyumviro bya muntu,
and the thoughts of a man
byarahuye,
became united.
Byabaye bimwe.
They became one.
No kuvuga rero muri Yesu,
that means in Jesus,
harimo inzira,
there is a way,
nawe twacamo,
there is a door that you and I can go through.
Ibyibwira nanjye nibwira,
and then the thoughts of God and my thoughts
bikaba bimwe,
can become one.
Byaba bimwe.
And when they become one,
Imana ishaka kabiri ko kibana mu buzima
bwawe, then the will of God manifests in your life. The same way the woman does not desire for the baby in the womb to be sick, so also God does want you to be sick, but he wants you to have an abundant life.
Agenda.
And then that will come to pass.
Agreement.
And you and I will become in agreement with God.
Imana rero,
so God,
kugira ngo ibikore ibikore uyu munsi muzima bwawe,
to do that in your life today,
irashaka yuko uhura nayo uyu munsi kandi nibwo butumwa mfite imbere yawe.
He wants you to encounter him, and that is the message that I have for you today.
Turaza kubikora twitwaje nkuri Musamariya kazi.
And we do this through the story of the Samaritan woman.
Those who are in the
church, you are used to that story and you actually love the story.
impamvu iyo nkuru tunyikunda ngiye ku giti cyanjye.
The reason I love that story particularly.
Nuko Imana ivugisha bwa mbere yamvugiye nganije muri iryo jambo.
It's because when God spoke to me the very first time, he spoke to me through that word.
Iyo experience yo guhura n'Imana ndayifite.
So I have that experience to encounter God.
Niyo mpamvu uwabishaka wese namucisha aho naciye nawe agahura n'Imana biciye muri iyo nkuru.
That's why anybody who desires to encounter God, I can make them go through the same way who wants to encounter God today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift
your hands up if you want to encounter God today.
And tell
your heart, tell to God, as you visit others, do not leave me behind. And God just received your prayer. The story of the Samaritan woman is an amazing story. So where we read, he says the woman looked at the
jar.
The woman took a jar and went down the valley to fetch water. That was not a young woman, that was a mature woman. And when she encountered Jesus, when she encountered Jesus, she did not know that was Jesus. And her thoughts were different than the thoughts of Jesus and the thoughts of God. So in that story, we have two children of God. One is Jesus, and the other one, the Samaritan woman. Both of them, God had the same thoughts about them. But Jesus has his own understanding, and the woman has her own understanding. So the mission that Jesus has is to elevate the Samaritan woman from her understanding and bring her to Jesus' understanding. And then at that point, we unite the understanding of the woman and the understanding of God in the Samaritan woman. So where we read, the woman left her jar and she went in town. And she told her neighbors, come see the man that changed my life. So all her relatives,
Baraza.
They came.
Baza kureba Yesu.
And they came to see Jesus. After hearing from the Samaritan woman.
Ndetse abataje uwo munsi batabimenya batabasha kubwira.
And because not everybody came, they asked Jesus to stay there so that others can come the following day.
Yes, ararara.
And Jesus spent the night there. And he left after all the Samaritans have heard the good news. So in God's agenda, in God's plan, the salvation of Samaritans was a big, big issue. Because we read in the book of Acts where Jesus told his disciples, the day the Holy Spirit will come, you will receive power, and that power will cause you to be my witnesses
in Judea,
first of all from Jerusalem,
in Judea, na Samaria.
And then Samaria.
Nimurangira Samaria muzajya kumpera
Yesu. And then after Samaria, you're going to go at the end of the earth.
So mu hantu hane rero Yesu yababwiye ngo bazavuga ubutumwa Samaria yararimo.
So in the four corners that God used to be preached, Samaria was one of the four.
Ibi Yesu yabwiye ari hafi agiye kugenda.
And Jesus gave this order before he went back to heaven.
Ariko akirana yagomba kudemonstra bya binda zababwira uko bikorwa.
But while he was still here, he had to demonstrate how it is that they're going to preach the gospel while he was still here.
So yagomba kudemonstra hano rero yagomba kudemonstra ko Samaria nayo igomba kwakira ubutumwa.
So he had to demonstrate that Samaria had to receive the good news while Jesus was still here.
kandi impamvu Samaria byari ngombwa ku mutima w'Imana.
And the reason was important on God's heart for Samaria to receive good news.
Nuko hari ikibazo hagati y'abasamaria n'abayahudi.
That's because there was an issue between Samaritans and Jews.
Byarashoboka kubera ko abantu bivanze mu moko no madini yabo, hari ubwo agakiza k'abayuda batari kuzakajyana Samaria.
It was possible that because of the division among people that the salvation of Jews could have now reached Samaria. Because those two tribes did not get along.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
like in the olden times between Banyamurenge and Babembe.
Amen.
It's if they told you, you also going to have to tell Babembe also the good news. Don't you think that was important?
So
this woman was a promiscuous woman. In the morning, at the beginning of the day, she was a promiscuous woman. And she went to fetch water on noonday, and she was still a promiscuous woman. But she encountered someone who had God's understanding.
Yesu yarakoze ku buryo kugira ngo aganire n'uwo mugore yari abandi bari kumwe yabigijeyo kugira ngo basigare bombi gusa.
Jesus created a situation where he sent away his disciples so he can be alone with the Samaritan woman.
So muri iyo minota mike yari wamaranye.
In those few minutes,
yaramushiftinze.
Jesus was about to shift her understanding.
Amuvana mu myumvire yajemo y'uburaya muzana mu myumvire ya Kristo.
And took her from her promiscuous understanding to the understanding of Christ. And then in the evening, the woman was a great evangelist, like Bonke. In the evening, but by end of the day, the woman was a great evangelist. That morning, she had no agenda or no idea. She did not care, nor did she know God's plan upon her life.
As a matter of fact, yari icyaha cy'uburaya nicyo cyaha gikomeye cyane kibaho imbere y'Imana.
The adulterous life is the worst crime before God.
Impamvu icyaha cy'uburaya ari icyaha gikomeye.
The reason that is an evil sin before God.
Nuko umuntu afata umuntu umwana w'Imana.
Is because somebody who's a child of God.
Yesu yapfuye ku bw'ubuzima bwawe.
And for a precious child of God for whom Christ died, it takes their own body. And they sell the body for money.
It's
a sin that causes a person to sell their own bodies because they're hungry. Even though the maker of that person is the richest in the earth. The second, that causes that sin to be an awful sin.
Nuko ubundi destiny y'umwana w'umuntu.
It is the destiny of a man or a woman.
Nuko umugore wa Yesu.
Is to be the bride of Christ. It is to be the bride of Christ. It is the bride of Christ. Do you hear? Your bride, your wife, has become a prostitute. And God is a jealous God. Think about being a jealous God.
And then
you find that your wife is a prostitute.
No soul ari gukora ibintu bidakoreka me n'umugore wawe uri kubikora ntabwo ari umuntu wahandi.
So that's your own wife who's prostituting herself even though you are a jealous God.
Bitewe n'iki?
Why?
Imyumvire.
Because of understanding.
Fuga ngo imyumvire. Umuntu abaho uburyo imyumvire uko imyumvire imuyobora.
Each person lives according to their own understanding. They're guided by their understanding. Understanding is a very big issue. Because when someone feels like they have to live a certain lifestyle, that's what they live. It doesn't matter who they belong to, whether they belong to God or not.
Hallelujah.
So here's the question that I have for you. Does your understanding correspond to the understanding of God? If your understanding is different than the understanding of God, what can you do to have the same understanding as God?
Amen.
So let's answer that first question. Once I discovered that God is able to speak, and that he speaks through the word in the Bible, I made it my priority to read and memorize the Bible. I need that everything that is in my mind that's different than what the Bible says be erased. I need to wash my brain. Every single thing that I have learned, that I have understood, that is different than what the Bible says needs to be erased and removed. So what I do, for example, in this month, it's the month of April.
Amen.
So I'm reading John 4. And that's where the news of the Samaritan woman is. I will take every verse in this chapter 4. And I will meditate on that verse for 3 minutes. Because there's about 54 verses in this chapter, that may take about 2 hours and 48 minutes. I will do that every day during this month, so that word can change me. If there's something God said in this world that I need to think like God, I have to think like God. I have to erase in me any other thoughts that is different. So that at the end of this month, I will be in total agreement with God when it comes to John 4. If you want, you can just do that one thing. In addition to John, I'm also reading Daniel chapter 7. And I'm doing the very same thing. The reason I'm doing this on Daniel 7 is because I feel that we are Daniel that came into Babylon. I cannot live in Babylon the same way Daniel lived in Babylon unless I'm like Daniel. I want to discover the things that Daniel discovered in his fellowship with God. I cannot know that unless I pay attention to what he wrote. I'm not only reading to memorize.
Oh, yes, your goal.
That is not my goal. My goal is to encounter the same God that Daniel encountered in chapter
7.
So I'm praying this prayer and I'm saying, God, I want to be like Daniel in this generation. That's why I'm reading these things. So the Holy Spirit, do your work. You wrote this, and you were there. And you know what you did with them at that time. They didn't have Jesus, but I have Jesus. I do not want that the things that Daniel was able to do, that I am not able to do that. But because I have received Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The
reason I do this, it is not ignorance. It is not ignorance. The reason I came in this country, I came in this country with a plan. I've encountered computers and I knew that the computers would change the world. So I came to study computers, information. And I did my information technology. And I did that job for 10 years. When I encountered God and God told me I was a Samaritan woman, the jar that I put aside, it was the computer that I have learned. I had a good salary. My wife was very happy because her husband was a professional that was able to provide for the family in that dimension. Today, that is not true. I'm very, very happy. But he's saying today she's not as happy as she was at that time. But she doesn't need my. I do not need her opinion. When it comes to me and God, I don't need her counsel. I will give account to God, and she will have no word into when I give account.
Hallelujah.
So I'm teaching you how to go about this so that whoever would desire God can see them.
Amen.
Amen. So let me come back to the second question. I want you to encounter Jesus today. And you encounter Jesus today. The Samaritan woman, she came as a promiscuous woman. All the way until noon, she was coming around noon, hiding so she doesn't encounter people. But once she connected her understanding to Christ's understanding, she forgot she was a promiscuous woman. She left her jar and she went back in town. Maybe the man that was at the house was in the house and she came to get water to make tea for him. She also forgot about the woman. the man. She left the man and she went in town. And she had a gathering in town, like an evangelist gathering. And he heard Jesus have taken over the city. How did it happen that someone who in the morning was a promiscuous woman, by evening, that her life had completely changed? She would have encountered the power of God. She
would
have encountered the authority of God. But more importantly, she
would
have encountered the understanding of God. Amen. When the first time she met Jesus, Jesus was tired and was by the well. Because he had to be there. The reason he had to be there is because God had chosen him before the foundation of the earth so that he may become the bride. So that she may. God had thought about the woman and thought about her being the bride of Christ and predestined her to do the good works. Up to that point, the woman was not in that. She had chosen other dead ways. And God told Jesus, so my firstborn son, in Samaria, there is a bride that I have reserved for you. Go at the way and you encounter your bride. So you would think in your understanding that you are the one who needs to seek after God. Isn't that what we think? But God is the one who seeks after you. Amen. When Jesus came at the way, it was in Jesus' plan, not in the woman's plan. When you look very well, you can see they knew the location.
Yes, we are at GPS.
So Jesus came with a GPS, knowing the direction. When she got at the way, he is the one who waited for her. Even though Jesus was tired and hungry, he sent away the disciples so he can stay alone at the well. When the woman got there, so when the woman got there, it is not the woman who spoke first. It's Jesus who spoke first to her and said, "Can you give me some water?" Because Jesus is righteous, he truly wanted to ask for water. But the woman, because of her wounded understanding of the lifestyle that she lived, of an adulterous lifestyle, she thought to herself, "I'm an adulterous woman. What is this man wants from me?" Yeah, essentially she was like, what does the Jews have to do with Samaritans? He said, "You are a Jew. Since when does Jew converse with Samaritans?" That was her understanding. But Jesus, because he has the right understanding, he said, you are mistaken. If you knew the gift of God, and you know who I am, you
are
not challenged what I'm asking you. But you will ask me the word of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Here's the first problem you understand that you need to deal with. Do you know the gift of God in your life?
Do you know the gift of God?
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? If you knew who I was, and you also knew the gift that I brought to you, you will ask me the word of life, and I will give that to you. Amen. If that woman was familiar with the truth, she would have said, "Oh, give me the living water." By her understanding, because someone else has darkened her mindset, the Bible says the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But me as a good shepherd, I have come to give you life, abundant life, the life of God. That's what I'm bringing to you.
Yes,
amen. So there is a warfare over your life, for your mindset. If your mindset is different than God's mindset at this hour, somebody stole something from you.
You were deceived.
Yeah.
Kuko Satan is a deceiver and he is a liar.
Kuko Satan numubeshi numubeshi.
Uyu mugore ari mu kinyoma.
This woman was in a lie.
We ari kwibara.
She's looking at herself as a Samaritan woman, and she's looking at Jesus as a Jew man. But that was not the issue at all. She was not a Samaritan, and Jesus was not a Jew. Your seed came from heaven. The color that you have, it is only a clothing, a garment based on your environment.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The race you think you are is not yours. The unseen things are true. The the things in the visible world, it was like a Samaritan. But she's not a Samaritan woman. She is a child of God who has been selected before the foundation of the earth so that she may become holy. So she became a child of God in the image of Christ. That's who we are. So who tells you any different, he's lying to you. The woman, she said, you, since you have no jar, and this well is deep, how can you give me water? But the man before him was God. He's God who became man. He was sent by God. But in her mindset, she's talking to someone without a jar, thinking that the well is deep, that is deeper than where God can reach. And she said, where can you get water? You have no water. But she has said, if you ask me living water, I will give it to you. As if that was not enough. Satan is evil. Do you know what the woman said? He said, who are you? Are you greater than Jacob? Of course, Jesus is greater than Jacob. Who dug the well for us? And he gave to his son Joseph. And then his children and his cattle, they got water from this well. He says, Samaritans, we are powerful. We are a powerful race. We get water from the well of Jacob. That well that Jacob gave to his favorite son, Joseph. Even our cattle got water from this well. Nobody can reach us. The prostitute woman was talking to Jesus, the very God that became man, the new Moses that was to come. They were still waiting for the Messiah as Moses. But this was an exceptionally powerful man. But she's comparing Jesus to Joseph and Jacob. But Jesus is very humble. He said, the water that you came to fetch, anyone who drinks this water, they'll be thirsty again. Because this water does not quench thirst forever. And the jar that you brought, it is too small. When you get home, you will use it. You will use it for whatever need you have. And then your water will be done. And you come back to the well. Your situation, you will go in circles. You will never get anywhere. Because your life, you have invested in a dead-end situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The water that she came to fetch, it was that sorrow, it was those worries, those men that are useless to her, is that job, is that diploma, is that pride, or we are of Jacob descendants. That water does not quench thirst forever. When you look for money and you have $1 million, or you have 10 million, when you have 10, you want 100. When you earn 100, you want a billion. When you are a prostitute and you sleep with this man, the day after you want to sleep with another man, and after that, another man. If it was a diploma that you want, you will take a master's and then you take a PhD. If you don't have a job, you go back to school. All those things we invest our energy into, That's water. That is the question, our thirds. You will continue to fetch water. But if you will take the water that Jesus gave, I will give you living water. I will give you water that quench your thirst. I will give you the water that you need.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Someone said that God has put eternity in man's heart. In someone's heart, there is a hole. And that hole, only God can sit in that hole and you'll be satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
you no longer have sorrow. And you no longer be poor. And you no longer be sick. All the issues that we say life on the earth is difficult. It's not it's difficult. It is that in our heart, in that hole, there is the living water is not feeding your heart. I will give you water that fills your thoughts. But that's not all. Because in your mindset, you are thinking about the water in the jar. Every single time you get water, you take your jar. That is where your mindset has put you.
No.
What I will give you, I will put a spring of water in your heart, and there will be a spring of water, and we spring forth to eternity. In other words, if you, for example, even Ujumbura,
it's
if you have a faucet, and they will give you, now I give you an entire lake.
Hallelujah.
You came to fetch water in a jar, but God is saying, I can give you the entire lake. If you're in Dar es Salaam, I give you the entire Indian Ocean. Or I give you the Lake Kivu. Or if you're in Uganda, I give you Lake Victoria. The divine economy. It is an economy of abundance. When you're not thinking in abundance, your mind says it's not God's mindset. When God gives, He gives a spring that brings forth water to eternity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is the gift of God.